Well, as you know, today we celebrate the solemnity, the feast of the body and blood of Christ, or in the past what was more commonly known as the Feast of Corpus Christi. And I thought, even though it's an early hour, we might have a little bit of a history lesson this morning, so please bear with me. But the feast came about back in the year 1263, 1264, by Pope Urban IV, who was responding to what was appearing to be a trend for people's lack of respect for the Eucharist and even a misunderstanding of the belief in the true presence of the Holy Eucharist. And so he instituted this feast day as a reminder for people to spend some more time thinking about the true gift that we have in the Holy Eucharist and to create a bit more reverence in the minds of the faithful as well as the clergy. And as I was doing some research for the homily this morning, I came across a number of very interesting and even sometimes very strange Eucharistic miracles or Eucharistic healings that talked about the history of the gift of the Eucharist that we have in the church. And I thought I would share a couple of those stories with you because I think they all come to the same point of why we're here today and what we are truly celebrating. The first story occurred in the year 1263. And it states that there was a Bohemian priest who was also struggling with doubts about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, as well as his own priestly vocation. So he decided to take a pilgrimage to Rome. And along the way, he stopped to celebrate Mass at the Basilica of Santa Cristina in the town of Bolsena, which is about 70 miles north of Rome. The story goes that as he raised the host after the consecration, small drops of blood fell onto the corporal, which is the white cloth that sits atop the altar here. That blood-stained cloth is preserved in the Cathedral of Orvieto and is venerated today as a major relic in the church. The following year, year is 1264, Pope Urban IV then instituted the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. And that Eucharistic miracle was depicted in a fresco that was created by Renaissance artist Raphael, and that fresco is displayed in the Vatican Museums. Another story, one that you may have heard before and one that is a bit more contemporary for all of us, tells about the social activist and founder of the Catholic women's movement, Dorothy Day. And this was in the early 1970s, so there was a lot of liturgical reform going on as we were moving forward with the changes brought about by Vatican II. So priests and those involved with Mass and liturgy were trying to be a little bit more creative and liven things up a little bit to get away from the stodgy old Latin rite that we had. And so as Dorothy Day was working for a homeless shelter in New York, she invited a young Jesuit priest to celebrate Mass there. And he also wanted to be a little bit creative in his presentation or celebration of the Mass, so he asked Dorothy for a coffee cup, and which she got, and he used that coffee cup as the chalice during the Mass that was celebrated there. But the important point is when the Mass was completed, Dorothy took that cup and with a small garden shovel, went to the backyard of the home, kissed the cup, and then buried it in the ground. The point of the matter of that story is, with that simple gesture, Dorothy Day showed that she truly understood something that sadly many people today, seem to forget or just simply don't understand. And that was that she knew that Christ was truly present in something as ordinary as a ceramic coffee cup, but that that coffee cup could never be the same, could be never used again for the same thing. She understood the power and reality of Christ present in the Blessed Sacrament, and that's what we're celebrating today, the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. And we are all reminded as we gather today that in the bread that we break and in the cup that we share, we are given Christ. Not a symbol, not some abstract theology for the priests or the deacons. We are given Christ, truly present, body, soul, and divinity. And I often wonder as we come to Mass, and I'm included in that, that when we receive communion, do we really truly understand and appreciate that that precious gift that we've been given is truly Christ Jesus? I think it's normal for human beings to have doubts and questions, but do we truly realize that gift that we're receiving? Do we realize what's happening, or do we continue as a creature of habit, just going through our routine actions every day, dulled or numbed by our appreciation of reality? I mean, with all the telemarketers and our cell phones and internet, we can easily get numb by day-to-day stimulus, And I wonder if that same thing doesn't affect us in our attendance of Mass. Now, there's no denying that in our daily lives, we do take a lot of things for granted. Holy Communion, it's just part of the Mass. It's just something we do when we come, right? Wrong. It's not. We have been given something very precious. We are receiving an astounding gift. We take into our hands something that we can never stop appreciating or being thankful for. When we receive the host, we hold our Creator in our hands. When we look at the host, we are looking at Jesus. We see our Savior. And while I was studying for the diaconate at St. Francis Seminary, I remember one priest who was lecturing on the Eucharist, and this story always sticks in my mind. He was speaking about St. Francis of Assisi, who, being a deacon, had a special affinity for me, or I for him. And the tradition is that in St. Francis' entire life, that he received the Eucharist only 3 times, and that was very sacred to him. So sacred, in fact, that he felt that he was so undeserving of that special gift and so unworthy that he could only receive the Eucharist 3 times. Being a deacon and not a priest, he could not celebrate Mass, so it was very simple. He just did not take that opportunity to receive the Eucharist. Well, without question, that applies to all of us. None of us are worthy, and yet Jesus gives himself to us again and again every day at Mass. In today's letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians, we have the earliest written account of the Eucharist, Jesus' words at the Last Supper, which have been repeated during consecration for over 2,000 years. This is my body that is for you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Jesus becomes bread for us so that through the covenant, through that relationship, whoever eats this bread will live forever, will have eternal life. Everything we are, everything that we believe as Catholics, everything that we celebrate around this altar comes down to that one incredible truth. What began 2,000 years ago at the Last Supper continues today right here at St. Dominic and every day in Catholic churches around the world. The very source of our salvation is transformed into something that we can hold in the palm of our hands. In St. Luke's Gospel account, Jesus takes the 5 loaves and 2 fish, says the blessing, breaks them, and gives them to his disciples to distribute to the people. And they ate and were satisfied. Does that sound familiar? A foreshadowing of the Last Supper. Jesus satisfies our innermost needs through the gift of himself, through the gift of the Eucharist. St. Augustine said of the Eucharist that we become what we receive, and what we receive becomes us. We receive the body of Christ so that we might become the body of Christ for our world. The gift of the Holy Eucharist, it's the motivation behind our parish mission statement, and I like to use that a lot when I preach because it really does connect the dots of who we are and why we're here. We come here seeking Christ in our prayer and through this community of believers, sharing God's word so that we know Christ, and by receiving his body and blood, we become Christ for the sake of each other. It's all about the gift of Jesus to us, so unworthy, yet so loved by God, and as a result, the gift that we become for one another. Like the bread and wine transformed, we too are changed. We become gift. Dorothy Day knew that the cup, the coffee cup that had contained the blood of Christ, would never be the same again, could never be the same cup. What about each of us? Once we have received the body of Christ, can we ever be the same again? Should we ever be the same? If we believe that, our response of amen when we receive communion says that we do. The Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, it's an awesome gift. It's our identity as Catholics, and when it comes to that, it also is an undeniable responsibility for each of us to become Christ for one another.